Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make a quick video explaining three common myths of the religion of Hinduism. Three common myths of the religion of Hinduism. Now, the number one common myth of Hinduism is that it's a peaceful religion. It's actually not a peaceful religion at all, but people commonly think of Hinduism and they think of yoga and meditation and relaxation. And they think of kind of these Eastern philosophies or Eastern ways of life or religious systems, and they just always assume that they're very peaceful. But Hinduism is actually not a peaceful religion at all. And I'll give you many proofs of that here. Number one is this. In 2018, the Thomas Reuters Foundation voted India the most dangerous country in the world for women. So just a couple years ago, they were voted the most dangerous country in the world for women. You'll often read reports of people that are visiting various countries for tourism or visiting India for tourism, and you'll hear the reports coming back of how much they loved India and the food and the architecture and the culture, but the one thing was that they were scared for their life, or they were threatened or scared of getting raped or molested. And so according to the Thomas Reuters Foundation, Hinduism is not a peaceful religion, because the vast majority of people in India are Hindus, over like 80% of people in India. So they're just voted the most dangerous country in the world for women. Also, Gandhi, a lot of people don't really know how or who he was murdered by, but he was murdered by the RSS political party, which is the political party in India which wants to make Hinduism the national religion, basically a required religion for everyone to follow. And basically, Gandhi was murdered for not being Hindu enough. Now look, obviously I'm not defending Gandhi in this video, you know, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, but I'm just saying, I mean, Gandhi, who many people in this world consider such a peaceful person and promoted peace, and he was brutally murdered by the RSS political party simply because he wasn't Hindu enough, and because they are the hardcore, old-fashioned Hindus that want to make it the nationalistic religion. Another reason you can see that they're not a peaceful religion is just reading about their gods in their sacred scriptures. The Hindus have many sacred scriptures, such as the Bhagavad Gita, the Vedas, a lot of different ones, and the gods that they worship are guilty of rape and murder. And I'm including the prominent gods such as Shiva and Vishnu are guilty of very violent crimes. And you see that. And see, in the Bible it says, "Be holy, for I am holy." And the Bible commands us to be holy because we have God as our example, who is holy. Well, here's the thing. If the gods that you're worshiping are guilty of rape and murder, it should not be shocking that people that are following that as their example could end up being guilty of crimes themselves. And Shiva is just, by their own admission, is a very angry god who's quick to be mad, who killed his son in a fit of rage because he didn't realize it was his son, Ganesha, and then the head was taken off, and then Shiva, once he found out from his wife, he had to find the head of another person. He couldn't find a person. He found an elephant. He took that elephant head, and then his son, that's where you get the elephant god in Hinduism, right? Because of Shiva being very violent. So there's another example, and also because of the fact that over in India, it is a very dangerous thing if you're caught eating cow meat in certain locations. Obviously, they worship cows as gods, and what you see is that they're very violent towards people that would end up being eating cow meat and be caught doing it. And so you see a lot of violence between the Hindus and the Muslims over there. And, you know, the Hindus will often defend, you know, the violence of rape and murder and things like that to say, well, you know what, they started it by eating cow meat, and they think that they're justified for it. Now, obviously, there's exceptions to this, but those are solid reasons right there that, you know, and the Thomas Reuters Foundation voted it the most dangerous country in the world for women. The RSS political party killed Gandhi for not being Hindu enough. The gods they worship are very violent in their scriptures, and also eating cow meat is a very dangerous thing to do over there. So Hinduism is not a peaceful religion. That's number one. Another big myth of Hinduism is that it's a polytheistic religion. Hinduism is not really a polytheistic religion. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a monotheistic religion, but if I had to choose, I would say monotheistic, because they actually worship this one presence, this one essence, this one spirit that's out there. And so they worship Brahman, which is this one overall spirit, okay? But they believe in hundreds of millions of manifestations of that god or of that spirit, okay? And so they have three main ones. They have Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma, and they consider those like the big three, the Trinity, so to speak, of Hinduism. But those are all just manifestations of the one essence that they believe in. And then they believe that there's many avatars of these. Like, for example, Krishna is the eighth avatar of Vishnu. And so they believe in 300 million gods and really just an innumerable number that God can manifest himself in as many ways as he wants and everything like that. But those are really just manifestations of the one true God according to them. And so they've been called a pluralistic religion by some people, meaning that there is this one essence, but there's just this multiplicity of ways to reach that one essence, which is very different than the Bible because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Jesus said he was the only way to heaven. And so basically what Hinduism is they believe in this doctrine that's known as oneness. That's what we would call it in the Christian realm, right? And so what the Bible teaches is the Trinity. The Bible teaches that there is one God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, okay? And these are not manifestations of that one, but God is three persons, and he's always existed in three persons, and he always will exist in three persons. Jesus Christ is eternally the Son of God. That's what the Bible teaches. And so Hinduism, on the other hand, though, they are a monotheistic religion, but what they believe is just this multiplicity of manifestations of that one God. But see, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that God is one, but he is also three. There's one God, and he's always existed in three persons. And many people think of Hinduism as being polytheistic, that they believe in hundreds of millions of different gods. But what they really believe is that those are manifestations of God, which that shows you the dangers in a doctrine such as oneness. It's a very dangerous doctrine that is creeping into Christian circles, and people are giving a pass to it when it's actually a very dangerous doctrine that people are teaching. The third myth of Hinduism is that it's the world's oldest religion. Many people will tell you that Hinduism is an ancient religion, or it's the oldest religion, it's one of the oldest, and Hindus claim that they are the oldest religion in the world, but Hinduism is actually a very new, very modern religion. And truly all the false religions in the world, they have a lot of similarities, and they kind of take parts from each of these different religions and then kind of go in different directions. So it's really kind of the same thing, just kind of mixed together, and they take out some parts and they add some and things such as that. But here's the thing. Hindus claim that they follow the Vedas. They believe the Vedas are the eternal truth of God, and yet the Hindus, they don't actually follow the Vedas at all. See, in the Vedas, you see just a great number of things that are not being done in modern-day Hinduism that the Vedas teach, or they'll do the opposite of what modern-day Hindus would say. The number one example of that is that in the Vedas and in the ancient Hindu texts, you will see that eating cow meat was not considered a problem. They didn't worship cows like they do in today's world. And cows have become worshipped because they're an animal that provides a lot of value, both with milk and with the meat. And even if you choose not to eat the meat, the milk is a very valuable source. And throughout the Bible, you see people worshipping golden calves. Throughout the book of Hosea, just over and over again, it talks about the calf. You see Jeroboam making these calves that people are worshipping, the golden calf in Exodus 32. And so cows have just been the animal that people have really worshipped. But here's the thing about this. Hindus didn't look at it this way, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, right? The modern day Hindus, they believe in completely different things in this ancient Vedic religion. And so you could look at religions like Zoroastrianism and say, well, that's actually the old fashioned Vedic religion. Whereas Hinduism is just kind of a modern religion that is completely different than what the Vedas teach. They don't actually follow the Hindu scriptures or Hindu sacred text. Now, there are some things that they have kept in the Vedic religion, in their modern day worship, such as this multiplicity of gods and idols and things such as that. But there's many things that they don't do anymore. And nowadays it's considered this great, terrible sin to eat cow meat. And it can be a very dangerous thing to do over in India. It's considered this very wicked sin. And yet in the scriptures, you're seeing people and the gods themselves eating cow meat, right? And so it's actually not an old religion. It's actually a very new religion. And you know, the remnants of the old religion, the old Vedic religion, they don't actually really follow it that much. There's only small parts remaining of what that religion was. Modern day Hinduism is actually a very new religion. It doesn't really follow the scriptures like they claim to. So what are the three common myths of Hinduism that people are incorrect about? Number one, people think Hinduism is a peaceful religion. Gave you four clear reasons why they're not a peaceful religion. Number two, people think Hindus are polytheistic. Well, actually, Hinduism actually believes in this doctrine of oneness. They actually believe in this one essence and just this innumerable manifestations of that one essence, right? Just a great number of manifestations. But they're not actually polytheistic. And number three, people think that Hinduism is a very old or ancient religion. It's actually a very new religion. They actually don't really follow the Vedas at all. Anyways, thank you and God bless.